Well, how did you live in that time? How did it not affect you?
Get up in the morning, go to work, come back, you know, get on work, come back home, and stay in the house. Yeah, I didn't say that, but it was never about this thing. Now, they wouldn't bother you on the street if you were, you know, you wouldn't bother, but if you got in their way, they were going to get you out of it. That's the way it was. It's like Patterson. He got in that way because he was running for the Attorney General job. And he was intending to try to get rid of them. So they didn't let, rather than let him get rid of them, they get rid of him. That's the way it was.
Was there a lot of secrecy around that?
None but secrecy, most among that crowd. Yeah. And they had what they call a bug house. That was people riding the bug. I think you've seen, you know, riding the bug. People slip around now sometimes, right? But they had regular bug houses with people in death, and it's just like a schoolhouse about where people going out riding the bug. And you wrote the bug for them, you can make a lot of money. Show percentage, you know, you got a percentage out of how much you wrote. And if you wrote bug, you can make a lot of money, regardless of whether you're black or white. Or most people writing it was black. But they could make a lot of money riding the bug, because I've seen men and women too get off and go to work, get their money and go by the bug house and ride up there with a gun and get in the bug sometimes, catch the bug.
But that is writing numbers.
That is writing numbers.
Just like numbers out of the paper.
Yeah. It was a three number. That's like says 5, 6, 8. And a three number was a bug. Then you could box it. They call it boxes, you know. And you box it, you could write the bug for one penny. Or sung a number, 5, 6, 8. But if you wanted to box it, it was 6 cents, I think it was. But any way it fell, if you box it, because any way it fell, 5, 6, 8, 8, 6, 5, or any way it fell, if them three numbers in it, you won. It was a bell, man.
Was it a good time too?
Well, some people though that, you know, would win, and some people, you know, every once in a while they just like winning the lottery now. Some, you know, the people that win, they do all right, but them that don't win, they suffer, you know.
But the whole atmosphere in Phoenix City.
Oh yeah, and everybody wrote the book. Well, it always had. And the Christian stuff, the churches and things, you know. You know, when anything comes up, just like the lottery now, the lottery. There's a mighty few people that don't write the lottery, you know that. If you don't believe, you go across that road over there in the morning, right across the road there, and see them folks over there in the civil station there, writing the lottery. Church people and everybody else, they don't make no difference, they don't write the lottery.
Patterson, his outward appearance, he was a good man outwardly?
He was pretty good.
But later on, the House of Orange would convert to Calvinist Protestantism. But William the Silent was a Roman Catholic.
As far as black people is concerned, how do black people deal with the gangsters and the situation and the atmosphere?
Now, it wasn't as tough with black people as it was the white people, simply because black people didn't try to operate the bug, you know, these things. It's bad at the white people. You know how white people. If one go out there and build a house and start doing something, the next one want to do the same thing, you know, because he doesn't do it all right, I want to do it myself. But black people not like that about foreign things like that. Black people, none of them never tried to set up a bug house or something like that, you know. He just went to their white man's bug house and wrote the bug and went on about his business. Therefore, he didn't have as tough a time or didn't stand and didn't kill quite as quick as a white man. Number one, he didn't get over enough money to get killed about. half another.
But they knew of it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, the black man, he only way he most would get killed or get run out of town is most black people one did the writing or the book from. They did it for that percentage, you know. So if you was a field writer, those are the ones that taught the devil most, or the one that wrote in house. See, every evening when he gets through, he checked up, and you know. But the field writer, he out there, you know, all out in the field, he may not report till on the weekend or something like that. So they called it Western the one that wrote in house simply because 9 times out of 10 he done went out there and wrote the book, and he done messed up some of the money before he get to the office on the weekend. Then when he get out there, he got to do an accounting. And a lot of them be done messed up so much that they be scared to go down there to report. He just take on all the stars there.
If you got in trouble during these times, what was a penalty for punishment usually for black people?
If you got in trouble doing what they wanted you to do, you weren't in no trouble. They were going to get you out of it. But if you got in trouble doing what they didn't want you to do, you better get this get out of here as fast and far as you can get. You know what I'm talking about? Don't something going to happen to you. That's just the way it was.
What the police were like.
Well, they got the police bought in. The police going to do what they tell them, just like anyway. Police is his hired hand.
What about the judges?
It's his hired hand.
It went all the way through government?
The racketeer run their whole thing in Phoenix City. The racketeer. That's why the governor had to send this National Guard in here to take over. See, the sheriff, the judge, and all, they were nothing but puppets under the mafia, you know. What are Jimmy Mitchell and Horace Shepard and Jimmy Matthew and all of what them guys told the sheriff to do, he was going to do it. What they told the judge to do, he was going to do it. They bought in. That's the way things really were.
So Patterson was an honest man.
Just a few honest. Patterson and there was another man, what's his name, running. He had a doggy school. They liked to beat him to death. He finally moved, went to Columbus. Bentley, that's what he was. Zach Bentley. There were a few honest people, you know, but 3 or 4 honest people can't do nothing with a whole town of crooks. You know what I'm talking about? One honest person can't do nothing with a house full of a family of crooks. You just can't do it. So that's what he was.
Did everybody know Patterson was fighting a losing battle?
Oh, yeah. Well, he didn't fight it. He won. He won the
Attorney General.
Attorney General. Yeah, he won that. But before he could take office, they killed him. See, they knew if he take office, what he was going to do. So they killed him. That's why they killed him.
Well, you remember after they killed him, how Phoenix City reacted?
Yeah, I remember. They killed him. I don't know just how many days, but as soon as they killed him, the governor sent the National Guard in here to take over Phoenix City. That took over the officers of the jury, sheriff, everything. The National Guard took over everything. That put out all the judges, all the sheriffs, the state solicitors, county solicitors, and everything. It was out of job. The National Guard had it.
What was that like?
I'm more like the MP in the Army. So the National Guard is a soldier, you know. Just like the MP in the Army. You got arrested, the National Guard arrested. Now they said they could arrest you and put you in jail. But the sheriff and thing, they were out of job. They couldn't do it.
what happened to them, the sheriff and all of that.
Without a job. They had to go find them a job somewhere. The governor sent the National Guard in here. I knew it was good to the general that was over me. I didn't know his name, but they called him Craig Hanna.
Yeah, that was the general at Fort Benning.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the general at Fort Benning. I believe he was from McClellan up there. I believe he was from up in Nottoway. But he was over the National Guard in Alabama, Craig Hanna. And he was the one brought the National Guard in here and straightened it up. He threw away mobile slot machines and things like that, and they wouldn't let them take the money. I'm going to throw them Tamron Tamara with the money in them and everything. All of them, he caught with money in them, he didn't let them take it out. Throw them up and buried them there.
You got an estimate of how long that took for them to clean up?
It didn't take them so long. Well, as soon as they come in, they went to emptying everything and hauling them off and taking axes and sledgehammering everything and busting them all to pieces and tearing them up. They didn't have nobody to stop them. They had a whole, I reckon, a regiment of soldiers, huh? Yeah. We took them to that. But the National Guard stayed there for a good while. They stayed there until after they got it cleaned up, and then they appointed a man for a sheriff. Appointed some more people that was appointed. And they had to wait until after they had an election. So, it was pretty rough on them.
If someone were to come to the South at that time, from the North, would they be surprised to see how King City was?
If you just come here, okay, let's back up. You were off and you come here visiting me. You might not have saw so much, you know what I'm saying? They didn't bother the black people so much unless you messed with some of their money. Simply because they didn't have no need. The black person didn't have nothing he wanted. You know what I'm talking about? If you ain't got nothing the person wanted, you just go along. If you was a robber, you see a man out there, you don't think got nothing. You say, I ain't no nigga fooling him. He ain't got nothing. that's kind of way it was. So if you would come here, if you ain't bothering, ain't messing with you, it wouldn't help. But the racketeer, don't drive on everything around here. And if that they been on, they use it like they want. So if they come in on something you had and wanted to mess with it, they could do it. And sheriff, you ain't need going to no sheriff, you know. No lawyer come out getting them to help you, so they didn't know, they weren't no fool with it. So that's just the way it was.
Was that money to be made in Phoenix City?
Oh, yeah, they made, a lot of money around in Phoenix City. That's like the other night. You know, Phoenix City don't have, well, not quite as much now, because Phoenix City got less smaller industry. People working people now, but they didn't have too many then. But everybody in Phoenix City was working, you know, mostly had jobs and working. And they had a little money, but they was. As soon as they crossed this end of the bridge, they're about to find something to get rid of it on. Some of them flop machines, riding the bull, or doing something. And they were doing it, don't forget that. I seen men get paid off, and over that, right where I was working at, get paid off, and then get a big pull in that bridge down there before he'd be dead broke again. I've seen that with family. That's the truth. Get paid off at the mill and cross that river right down that way. You might have come across the road bridge. The bridge right there where he left his picture.
14th Street Bridge?
No, 13th Street.
Down on Dillingham.
Yeah, Dillingham Bridge. That's where most of it, some of it at the end of 14, but the most of it at the end of Dillingham on this side. Come across there and leave the shit right there.
Why could he do that? Why? How come slot machines and all that could be in Phoenix City?
Georgia, no, in Georgia, they didn't lie in Georgia. They had been in Georgia one, but they got them out of Georgia. But Alabama was open. Well, it's just like now, you know, we Georgia got a lottery. Alabama don't have no lottery. Now, Alabama got dog race. Georgia don't have dog race.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is. Some states, what this state has, this one don't have it. That's the way it is.